Welcome to the Grow in God's Love program, The Holy Journey to Heaven, offered by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we as sons and daughters of Almighty God are gathered as the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. In thanksgiving and return of His great love and mercy, Jesus died on the cross for our salvation and waiting on us to guide us and teach us His truth of love and mercy. We proclaim Jesus' death and resurrection, the blessing salvation message, and evangelize God's people to follow Jesus Christ, in order to prepare all of our hearts to be holy and perfect so we can enter the kingdom of heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we proclaim the eternal, life-giving Word of God in order to feed and tend God's people. Witness Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Help God's people to follow Jesus Christ, the way of the cross, which is the holy journey to heaven, according to the teachings of the Holy Roman Catholic Church, to enter the kingdom of God, based on Almighty God, our eternal Father's master plan, according to His holy will, so that those who are baptized will grow more in holiness and get closer to God. Those who do not know Jesus Christ will get to know Him, so they also will have great hope of salvation in eternal life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, during this holy journey to heaven, Jesus will teach us to truly love Almighty God, our Eternal Father, with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and with all our strength, and love one another. So we will be purified and sanctified to become holy and perfect with the Most Holy Trinity's love, in order to prepare our hearts to be united with God and one another. By the power of the Holy Spirit, through our baptism, we as children of Almighty God are obligated, and it is our duty, to willingly take responsibility to respond to His holy call to love Almighty God, our Eternal Father, and one another, in order to become holy and perfect, and to teach and discipline future generations with Almighty God, our Eternal Father's merciful love. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we as children of Almighty God are striving to grow in holiness as the body of Jesus Christ within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. As Jesus said, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it." The foundation of the Holy Roman Catholic Church is the seven holy sacraments. Through these holy sacraments, we as a church grow in God's holy love in order to enter the kingdom of heaven with the help of our true mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, and all the saints and angels. We come to do God's holy will by loving God and one another, to serve God and His people, all mankind, nations and languages, and every age, for all of our salvation, and for Almighty God, our Eternal Father's glory alone. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, starting at verse 9. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself, "O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income." But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 12, starting at verse 28. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. Let us read now from the book of Joshua, chapter 5, starting at verse 9. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have removed the reproach of Egypt from you." While the Israelites were encamped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated the Passover on the evening of the 14th of the month. On the day after the Passover, they ate of the produce of the land in the form of unleavened cakes and parched grain. On that same day after the Passover, on which they ate of the produce of the land, the manna ceased. No longer was there manna for the Israelites, who that year ate of the yield of the land of Canaan. A reading from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. Brothers and sisters, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. And all this is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ, and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin, who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15, starting at verse 1. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, And the younger son said to his father, Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me. So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation when he had freely spent everything. A severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers. So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. But his father ordered his servants, Quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound. He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf. He said to him, My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we're so grateful to God that you can be with us. And we'd like to let you know that you can hear this broadcast right now on the internet at www.birach.com. That's B as in blessed, IRACH.com, and choosing listen to WNWI.
And today we have in our studio several members of the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission here to share with us about Lent. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, this is Lou.
Hi, this is Delia. Jesus be in your soul.
This is Vernon.
This is Jeanette. God bless you.
God's blessings. I'm Charlotte.
And we encourage you now to please go get your Bible and read the scriptures along with us as you listen to the program.
We're already into the fourth Sunday of Lent. It's hard to believe that. But when we had our reading today at Mass about the prodigal son, I kept thinking about what hope there was in that parable. And I believe that's what Jesus was trying to tell us, that if we love God and love one another, that there will be a chance for us if we live the life that God wants us to live, as we are learning to do in our Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission of the Roman Catholic Church. But then we go on from that lesson in hope to Psalm 34, and it's so beautiful because looking for God and being happy that He is loving us is what is in this little verse of Psalm 34, verse 5. I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. That's what I see in God. He is my Father. He wants me to trust Him and love Him forever and not be afraid as my days get shorter.
In the parable of the prodigal son, I think all of us can see ourselves because we have fallen so many, many times in our lives. And always God takes us back. He's always there with open arms, waiting for us to come back. And I know myself, I never even understood that parable for so many, many years. I used to wonder, why should that guy be taken back when he did all those bad things? And the other son should be treated better. But since I've been in Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, and I understand it more, I see such great hope and love in that parable because, like I said, I've fallen so often. So during Lent, now we have the chance to repent of all of our wrongs and show the Lord that we are sorry and that we love Him.
Just a few thoughts that come to my mind in this parable of the prodigal son. Of course, when I read it, I immediately think, well, that was written just for me because it just feels like my life now. But I realize that that was written for sinners, which would be all of us. So it really is for all of us. But it does just warms your heart, really, to read this. And some of the things that stand out to me are how the son squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation, and how long I did that before the mission. That I feel like that's what I was doing. You know, the daughter of Almighty God, in my inheritance was eternal life, you know, and the kingdom, and God as my Father forever. That was my inheritance, and I was squandering it. And the hopeful part of this scripture is that he was squandering it, and still his Father took him back. So to know that we may have squandered an awful lot of our inheritance already, it's not too late to come back. And through the mission, I believe what verse 17 says, coming to his senses. That's what Love Holy Trinity Mission did for me. You know, it made me come to my senses and realize what I was squandering, all that I was squandering. And then another beautiful part about this is verse 20. And I know this is what happened to myself, and I'm sure many others. It says, while he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. And, you know, reminding me that, you know, God helped me come back. My Father helped me come back. I was a long way off, but He caught sight of me. You know, He helped me come to my senses, really. And so that stands out to me, too, that how, you know, if we just trust, our Father, even if we have been out there a long way off, how He's going to, you know, help us to come back and then rejoice in us coming back. I mean, that's another beautiful part about this, how happy our Father is. I don't think we can really imagine that fully. This, you know, parable talks about it, but I don't think, because God the Father is all love and forgiving, I don't think we can really imagine fully how happy, you know, that is when He sees His children start to come back. And so it just touches on it a little bit, you know. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. And so, you know, there is cause for a major celebration. And just always remember this parable that, you know, our Father is always waiting. It says he ran to his son and embraced him. And he does that every time. And the readings today talk about reconciliation. And, you know, that's what that is. You know, when we go to reconciliation, you know, he embraces us. He you know, brings us back and embraces us back into that loving relationship that we lost when we wandered off. God's mercy and this reconciliation and forgiveness is for a sinner like me. You know, so that is a beautiful, I just feel like kind of a story of my life, you know, how my life changed over the years. And I owe a lot of that to the mission, because it really began to show me, you know, what this really means and what I was squandering and, you know, how to hang on to it, really, and God's forgiveness, and how happy he is to have us come back to him at any stage, whatever point we're at, whatever stage.
There are so many times in Scripture where God forgives. He tells you, you are mine. Everything I have is yours. And what do? We say thanks and go on our merry way. That's what we used to do. Now we're getting just a little bit wiser through reading the Scripture. And if we read these Scriptures like we are supposed to every day, it fills us. It makes us understand how wonderful God is, how loving, how forgiving. It has changed my life. The teachings of the Roman Catholic Church when I was a child are what I am relearning now in the mission along with my church, and it is becoming so strong. And I am truly learning that God loves me. He has been so good to me. There are many times that things come up in Scripture and I think, that's me, or that's what happened to Bob and I, or how good he is. He wants us to love him and believe in what he is saying to us. Then we should remember that Jesus said to Simon Peter also, do not be afraid. And that's what I need to hear. Be not afraid.
We too, as in the parable of the prodigal son, we also need to rejoice when sinners come back to the Lord. Because we know when we come back, we know the great, wonderful feeling. Like we go to reconciliation, we know that wonderful feeling of having come back to the Lord after we had sinned. So we too should want others to come back, and we should rejoice over that and be happy for them. And we need to be forgiving of others as well as our Lord is forgiving of us. In Matthew 6, verses 14 through 15, it says, if you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. And so we should feel like the Lord did when a sinner comes back. We should rejoice also in their return to the Heavenly Father. And we should help them as best we can. In our mission, we try hard to share what we have learned. And we'd like to share it with everybody, because it's so such a wonderful thing. And all of us are so happy that we have found this. And we'd like to share that with everybody that we can share it with. The same as we like to share our Catholic faith with everybody, we like to also share the mission.
I'd like to share another scripture that when I was reflecting on what Lent means to me, or you know, how things have changed for me since, how I lived my life differently since the mission. And this scripture came to me. It's James chapter 1, verses 19 through 25. And I'll just read that. Know this, my dear brothers, everyone should be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of a man does not accomplish the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filth and evil excess, and humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his own face in a mirror. He sees himself, then goes off and promptly forgets what he looked like. But the one who peers into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres and is not a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, such a one shall be blessed in what he does. And this scripture, I felt like just really kind of wraps up what has happened in my life because of the mission, especially verse 22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. Because I think that's how I was going about my life. And even, not only that, I think for a long time I wasn't even hearing, much less doing it. But I know for myself, you know, I would go to Mass on Sunday and I would hear the word and listen to it. But I did just what this scripture says. I would go off promptly and forget, you know, what it said. And then through the mission, I started to learn that, you know, not only do I have to really hear and understand what God is telling me in this scripture, but I have to do it, you know, and that's how my life has changed. I've learned that one simple phrase, and through the mission I've learned, you know, that you have to read God's word, and you have to put it in your heart, and you have to pray, you know, and ask God to give you understanding and reveal to you what it means, and then you have to do it. So this scripture is really not just a Lenten practice. You know, I know we really do, or at least I did in the past, during Lent. You know, you went to church more, you said more prayers, you had all these different holy practices that you increased during Lent. You know, but what I've learned is this is a lifetime, every day, every week of the year thing, you know, to increase your practices in trying to grow in holiness. And by doing that, you will start to understand more, what is God telling me in these scriptures, you know, and then am I doing it? You know, so it's living a Lenten life every day instead of just a certain time of the year, you know, reflecting every day, you know, and that's what I've really changed in my life, is trying to understand what is God asking of me, but more importantly, then am I doing it? You know, am I really doing it? And so that's what's changed my life. Anybody can listen to this. You know, there are lots of people, myself included, you know, sat in lots of masses hearing it, you know, but, you know, what's that change if I just sit there and then don't listen to God? And I didn't even realize how much I wasn't obeying God's word until the mission. I didn't realize that. How much I must have been offending God.
Well, it was the mission that taught me that you listen with your heart. Mm-hmm. And that's where Jesus is. Also in James, same chapter 1, but verse 2, it says, consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials. And that's what Lent is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Joyful trials, taking us closer to God, and that's what we're working for. It makes us more open to read this, all of these things in our Bible and know that they went through it and we can go through it because we have all of this help, all of these teachings, and God talking to us every day out of these pages. But just consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
The Catholic Church has always taught us that we have to be doers. We have to, like in our quiet prayer, we tell the Lord, we're here, Lord, and we're going to listen, and we want Him to tell us what He wants of us. But that's not all. We have to go out. We have to do that. He lets us know what He wants from us. All of us know that now. In different ways, He lets us know. And we have to go and do these things. And that's what we lacked, a lot of us. Like you were saying, Lou, a lot of us lacked that before. We'd listen, and we knew, and we got these little nudges that told us what we should do. But we kind of ignored them and pushed them to the background because, well, we're going to Mass, and we're on Sunday, and we're praying once in a while, and that's pretty good. You know, that's how we felt. And now we know that we weren't even scratching the surface of what we needed to do. And so now we've learned we have to listen to the Lord, and we have to, when He answers us and He tells us what He wants from us, we have to act on that. So many of us went to Mass, and we listened. Sometimes we listened with a deaf ear. I listen now very, very well to the readings and to the gospel, and I try to keep it in my heart for the day, at least for the day, to remember what it taught me. And this is the difference between being present at Mass and taking part in the Mass and living the Mass and just taking it into your heart. And that's what the mission has done for us. Always our Catholic Church has tried to teach us these things, but we gave a deaf ear to it, that we have to listen with our heart, as Jeanette said, and do what we hear, as you said, Lou. So it's been a great blessing to all of us to have Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission teach us these things. And like I said, our church, our Catholic Church, has always told us these things, but we were kind of lackadaisical about it and thought, well, just going to church was enough.
If I could just continue a little bit with the reading that you were reading in chapter 1. You read the first...
On James?
Right, James 1. You read verse 2. Mm-hmm. But something that catches my eye when you continue with that, especially verse 4, starting with 3, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And that was a great deception going on in my life, is that, you know, I didn't have to be perfect. I didn't have to strive to be perfect. But I learned through reading God's Word that is what God is calling us to, be holy and perfect.
It's in here.
As He is holy, yes, and perfect. So that was one of the first big things, you know, that I had been deceived, you know, for many years in that, or not listening, again, not listening, because that's pretty clear. It says that, you know, in Scripture, to be holy and perfect. So then you know you have a lot of work to do. I mean, just having that one truth alone. You know, mm-hmm. Then you realize right away that, well, I have a lot of work to do if God is, you know, requiring that of us, and He is. But it also tells us all throughout, you know, when it talks about that, and complete, lacking in nothing, we're lacking in nothing because He provides it for us. You know, He provided everything that we need to become holy and perfect, and that's what I've learned through the mission. You know, His church, the Holy Catholic Church, He provided for us. All the sacraments of the church, He provided for us. Prayer, the gift of prayer, you know, and then His holy word, which that was missing in my life. You know, I didn't have that sacred word to connect the sacraments and the Mass and, you know, His church. But He had provided everything for us to enable us to become holy and perfect. He provided it, so we were lacking nothing. And I remember, years ago, I went to a retreat called a Christian Experience Weekend, and on the application, the last thing it said was, bring your Bibles. And I was so upset about that, I didn't even want to go, because I thought, what are we going to be doing, sitting around and reading the Bible all weekend? And I told somebody that, I said, I don't think I want to go if we're going to sit around and read the Bible all weekend. How offensive that was to God, and how far I've come. I have a long way to go, but I know that now. That's what the mission has showed me. This holy word of God, the Bible, it's my connection with God. It's where I learn what He wants of me, and you know, where I receive the grace and the understanding and the peace and the joy, everything. Everything is in that Bible. So when I read the prodigal son, you know, it talks about how far away a person is. I mean, that's how far away I was. I didn't even want to bring the book with me. And now I don't ever want to be without it.
I think most of us were very lacking in the Word of God, in reading the Bible and trying to listen to the Bible really with our hearts. Because I know when I joined the mission 12 years ago, I didn't even have a Bible. And they told me to bring my Bible, and I thought, whoops, I got to go get a Bible, you know. And this is how much I read the Bible. I just didn't. Like I said, I tried to listen in church, but half-heartedly. So I had a quick run out and buy me a Bible. That's how much I read the Bible. I was not into it at all, and that has been such a blessing. I just love the fact that I now read the Bible and understand it so much more, and really learn from it. Really learn, like you said, it's in there.
How to become holy and perfect.
Right.
And
as my Father in heaven is perfect. Yes. That's the way He wants us.
We are trying and striving for that because the Lord said we should. We should try to be perfect and try to become saints like He is perfect. And we're striving for that. That's what we're going to struggle for. And this Bible is what helps us so much to do that.
If you continue on in James, in verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and he will be given it. But he should ask in faith, not doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed about by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, since he is a man of two minds, unstable in all his ways. So we should, every day, and it's something I have learned in the mission, ask God for the wisdom that we need. And it says right here that he gives to all generously and ungrudgingly if we ask in faith. There are so many beautiful promises in this book. Every page, put it into your heart. It doesn't matter that it was a long time ago. It's still now. It's still good. It still belongs in our life. Every day.
I have watched the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission put fire into people's hearts. I've watched all the people in our mission. I sit back a lot of times at our meetings, and I watch and I listen, and I think, oh, he talks in one scripture about he'd like to start a fire. And he has started a fire in many hearts in this mission. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me so happy to look around and see these people who are on fire for the Lord and really wanting so bad to please Him and do His will. And I never saw this before. like I've seen it here. It's just a wonderful thing. And sometimes I feel like, well, I'm not quite that far along yet, but I'm trying. I'm trying to get there too. And I know there are times when I feel in my heart this fire for our Lord, and I think, oh, if I can just hold on to that. But it's a wonderful feeling if you have it for a few seconds. And when you're reading scripture, that's a lot of times when you get that fire in your heart for Him. And that's why I think scripture is so wonderful. And you know, it's just amazing to me because I read it before and I never understood it and I never liked reading it at all. Didn't like reading it. I used to read it just because I thought people thought you should read it, you know, and I'd try to read it, but I never got anything out of it. And now it's just wonderful to read scripture, and we do this every day, and it always speaks to our hearts, always speaks to our hearts. And that's what our Lord wanted it to do. He wanted it to teach us and to speak to us and tell us what He wants from us and what He will do for us. And the whole Bible tells us these things.
Belonging to the mission has even made the readings at Mass more alive. I knew that they were from the Bible. I knew that they had been put there for all of us to learn and to understand and to grow better and to become holy. But it didn't seem like they went into my heart until I belonged to the mission and started reading further. And you have to go back and then read some more further on. Just keep on going. It's amazing the knowledge that you can find for everyday living. And I thank the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission for accepting me as a member so that I can become holy.
This is one of the things that the mission did for all of us. We had our Catholic faith, and what the mission did, with reading the Bible, for instance, I would try to give up a couple times during my time in the mission. I would say, I just don't get what the rest of them get out of this. I just don't. And I'd want to put it down and not read it anymore. And I was always encouraged, just keep reading it. Just keep reading and listen. When somebody reads this, listen with your heart. Don't try so hard to figure it out, but listen with your heart. And I'd, all right. And I'd go back and I'd pick it up again. And at the retreats and our meetings and everything, I would listen intently and just try. I'd always ask the Holy Spirit, first of all, before we started, to help me to understand, because that, I think, is so important. It's the Holy Spirit that does help us to understand. And without the Holy Spirit, we won't understand it. So I would always do that first, and then I would listen.
It's really one of the great benefits of the mission is everyone's there encouraging one another constantly, praying for one another. And I had the same thing happen to me when I would, you know, maybe want to give up. And there was always, and I'll never forget who those people were. I'll never forget who those people were that said, oh, just keep persevering, as it says in that scripture that we just read, because I know now, you know, I know now how thankful I am for them. But that's another great blessing of the mission, is that there is always people praying for you and always people encouraging you. And another thing you reminded me of, Char, when you were talking about how happy it makes you to see these different people now with that fire in their heart, and you yourself. And then that's what we want, is for others to have it. When you get that peace and joy in your heart, and when you realize what God's Word has done in your life, you want it for others. You know, and so that's why we're always inviting people, you know, to come to mission meetings, to join us, just for the sheer fact that we want them to have that same joy that we've received, and to have their eyes open and their ears open like we have. You know, we all witnessed tonight how blind we were, you know, and how we weren't really hearing, and really how we didn't even realize what grave danger our souls were in. You know, that's the thing I always think about myself. Not only was my soul in grave danger, I didn't even realize how grave of danger it was in, you know, until the mission. And so, gosh, when you find that out, you know there's probably a lot of other people out there in the same boat. And so then you want to take it out. So I just, you know, can't encourage people enough that might be listening to this program. You know, if you get an opportunity to come to a Love Holy Trinity meeting, you know, and then persevere. We just have to persevere, and I want everyone to have that. You know, that fire that you talked about, that can be everyone's. You know, if they just... So I strongly encourage, if you have an opportunity to, you know, come listen.
It's wonderful how the members do help one another and are there for one another. That's one of the greatest things about it, too. Like you said, if you get spiritually down or something, there's one there always that'll talk to you or help you or something. You know, it's just like a family. It's just like a family, and it's a marvelous
family
thing.
Of God.
Yes, it is. It is, and they always do it with such love. They help you with such love, you know, and caring, mm-hmm. because they care so much because they're trying to do the same thing you're trying to do.
My children are so happy that I belong to the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission. In the first place, they feel I have a family here in Dubuque now, which I feel I have because you all look out for me. Someone said to me one time, a long time ago, I have never seen such joy and happiness in a group of people that don't always see each other. And I looked around and I thought, yes, yeah, some of these people I haven't seen since last year because they don't even live in Dubuque. And it is true. Look at us. We're all laughing and enjoying each other and praising God with everything that we do. If God loved us so much that he gave us his only son to die on the cross, because he loved me, he loved you, he loved every one of you listening to this radio. He wants you to come back, to believe in him and not perish. God has given us everything that we need to get to heaven. It's our fault if we step away. If we go off the footpath of this journey that we're on, that's a sin to let our soul be taken away from God. So we have to watch out, not just for ourselves, but for our spiritual family too. For all of you who have taken me into your hearts, and for all of you who I have taken into my heart.
I'd like to read from Romans 15, 1 through 6. We who are strong ought to put up with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please our neighbor for the good for building up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you fall upon me. For whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I was thinking before Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the things that I did for Lent, and it was... things like giving up chocolate, which to me is a big thing, I thought, and I would just give up like physical things, food items and things like that. And now what really struck me when I was reading this, it said, verse 5, may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I never thought of it, of what I was doing during Lent to glorify God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know. It wasn't for God's glory. It was just for my discipline. It wasn't denying myself so that I could learn to know Jesus better. I just did that. And now, since Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, I focus more on the virtues, like denying myself of lashing out. I am in the workplace. I'm sort of the manager, and I like people to do things my way. And I try to catch myself when I want to lash out at somebody because they don't do it exactly my way, and their way accomplishes it just as well as my way. But I'm just that way. I like it done my way, and I think I'm in charge, and I think they should do it. But instead, I try to check myself and hold my temper, and even like in the home, sometimes my husband, when he irritates me, you know, he knows what irritates me, and yet he'll do it. I hold back my tongue and don't say anything. I just try to doing God's will instead of my will, always my way, which I think is so important. Instead of doing my way, just cool it a little bit and do it God's way.
This is something I do after Holy Communion every day. I say a prayer of thanks, and in that prayer of thanks, I always thank Him for all the blessings He has given to me, because I know without those blessings I would be lost. And my Catholic Church and of Holy Trinity Blessed Mission is one of the biggest blessings that I have. And He gave me countless blessings, one right after the other. And I can see them now. Years ago, I accepted everything He gave me and saw nothing and never said thank you and didn't use these blessings even properly or at all. And now I know what a wonderful, wonderful thing it is, each and every blessing He has bestowed upon me. And I thank Him. Every day I thank Him. That's one thing I never forget to do, because I'm filled with joy over what He has done for me. Just filled with joy over it.
Well, another thing I think that's important that I've learned through the mission is those blessings that you're talking about sometimes come in the form of trials. And now, because of the mission and what we've learned through the Word of God, we are beginning to see, our eyes are open, that they too are our blessings. Yes. Because they help us to grow in this holiness that we're striving for.
We could see it back in the days before. We could not see that.
Kind of empty suffering then.
Yes, and you would say, well, Lord, what do you want to do this to me for? And, you know, you were always crying and whining about it.
Mm-hmm. But now we can use it.
Now we can use it. Mm-hmm. And we know
and
why we get it.
It really does help to bear things.
Oh, yes.
When you know that God has a purpose. And everything has sometimes a hidden purpose. Sometimes you can see it. But many times a hidden purpose from God.
We truly thank and praise Almighty God that you could be with us today for the Grow in God's Love program, the Holy Journey to Heaven, offered by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. If you'd like to join the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, and find out where meetings are taking place, they are currently being held in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Or if you'd like to bring the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, into your parish. Or if you'd like to subscribe to the New Life in the Holy Trinity, please call us at 773-745-0011. The number again, 773-745-0011. And you can also email us at lhtbm@lhtbm.com. Again, lhtbm@lhtbm.com. And you can also hear this broadcast on the internet at www.birach.com. That's B as in blessed, IRACH.com, and choose Listen to WNWI. And we'd like to let you know also that you can hear our past radio programs and read our past The New Life and the Holy Trinity publications at our website, www.lhtbm.com. That's www.lhtbm.com. May God bless you. Copyright 2007 by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. All rights are reserved by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. No part of this broadcast or any broadcast of the Growing God's Love program, The Holy Journey to Heaven, may be used, copied, or reproduced in any manner whatsoever without written permission from the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church.